Well, good evening, BBS Radio and listeners, and also those on the conference call. This is Donna from Great Falls, Montana. Heist had to work late, so I'm happy to volunteer and greet all of you, and I greet all of you with a great hug and big kisses. So it's Wednesday night call, and this is our question and answer night. We also have two other calls, the Sunday Grit Healing call, which is our most important call, and the call on Monday, which the subject line changes constantly. But anyway, please come be with us. We enjoy having you be with us. All right. We still have callers coming in at this time. Good evening, caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Good evening.
I'm Janine from Salt Lake City.
Well, thank you, and greetings to both of you who spoke. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else I missed that would like to say their name and location? All right. Good evening, callers. One at a time, please. Say your name and location.
Hello, Donna. This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
All right, Ron. Come on in, honey. Get a seat. Join the game.
Okay, I'm...
All right. We had someone else come in. Would they like to say their name and location?
Good evening. This is Eric in Santa Fe.
Come on in, Eric. The seats are still warm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome to the call. Have I missed anyone? Would you like to say your name and location? Already, group. Everybody's kind of waited to the last minute to come in, so forgive me for being kind of quick and short on you. So if anybody's got any questions, make sure you submit them. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Donna. This is Bonnie in Corona, California.
Hi, Miss Bonnie. Come on in.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. We're glad to hear.
How is everybody tonight?
Oh, I'm crazy. You know me. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, welcome. How are you this evening?
Well, okay.
That's good. Come on in and get a seat.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Donna. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
Have I missed anybody? All right, caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Aaron from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome to the call this evening.
Thanks.
All right, we have other callers coming in. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? One at a time, please.
Yes, thank you. This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Hey, Steve, welcome to the call this evening. Come on in.
Thank you.
Welcome. We've had other callers come in. Please, one at a time, say your name and location.
Roger.
Bob, Chico, California.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Bob. Come on in. Welcome to the call.
So glad to be
Donna
here.
Donna from Ventura.
Hi, Donna. It's Donna from Great Falls. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Callers, please, one at a time, say your name and location.
Hi, Donna. This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Ms. Terry. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hi, thank you.
You're
Hi,
most
Terry,
welcome.
Dear.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Other callers have come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Ms. Marilyn. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're glad you're with us. I always enjoy that.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Something about volcanic activity around Flagstaff.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
I didn't hear that. What kind of volcanic activity?
I don't know. Probably not true.
Excuse me, please. I'm trying to greet the people coming in. Excuse me, please.
Hello?
Good evening, callers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, everyone. It's Susan in the
PTO. All right. Welcome, Susan, to the call this evening. There are other callers that have come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi,
Yeah, Darman Under here.
Welcome to the call this evening. Come on in. Is
Marilyn.
There anyone else I have missed?
Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call, honey.
Thank you. Hi.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else I have missed at this time?
Joan, Rhode Island.
Hi. Welcome to the call this evening. Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Marilyn 1 and 2 and Aaron and Joan. This is
Joan. Jesus and now replacing and destroying it. Okay. This is...
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. All great evolutionary leaps in human history have taken place in what seems to us and what seems to human beings like absolutely impossible conditions. God knows exactly what God's doing, and here we have created out of our own madness.
I don't know who is listening to a radio broadcast or the TV, but please mute yourself.
You were perfect, terrible, amazing.
Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, I'm Anna from Santa Cruz, California.
I'm sorry. I know I heard California, but I did not hear your name.
Anna?
Hi, Anna. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Am I muted?
No.
Do you want to be muted?
Well, I was trying to mute my phone so I could hear something else while I'm listening while I'm waiting for wind.
Well, I could still hear you, but I hear you, but I heard the other thing being broadcasted.
Yeah,
that's why I asked to mute.
Yeah, go ahead and mute me then. Thank you.
As soon as wind comes in, I want you to hit star 6. If wind comes in, I'll have him mute you. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, this is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the call this evening.
Great. Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good evening, callers. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
I'm Robert from North Carolina.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
We had other callers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
All right. Callers, would you like to say, identify yourself, please? Name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello.
Is Terry here?
Yes, she is. Ice is running late. I'm covering.
Thank you. He sent me
You're
an email.
Most welcome.
All right. Let us get started.
All righty. Have a good show. Thank you.
Anyone have anything to say before we start?
Yes, this is Joni. I'm high on ozonated water.
Oh, you like the ozone, huh?
Yeah, I just started it tonight.
Okay.
I heard something interesting that this guy who supposedly they called himself the Canadian Edgar Casey, he's talking about when he goes in that kind of a trance, sleeping trance, that you don't breathe as much and you don't get enough oxygen. So I was thinking maybe that's what killed Edgar Casey. He was like sick and couldn't get enough oxygen.
Maybe so.
So it's okay. Oxygen boost promotion.
Anyone else want to share anything?
You're going to have to kill the dings and dogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And start the recording.
Where's Hyde tonight?
Okay.
He's running late. He had to work late. And then at some point, maybe he'll get to dinner.
All right.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. Everybody is muted. I'm going to see if we have any last minute questions.
Are we recording?
Not yet. I'm just. Okay. I'm just checking my questions. People can.
Alrighty. I'm going to mute now.
Hang on. Yeah, I did mute. I muted.
I meant myself. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Just a moment. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
I hear you.
Yes.
Just a second. Got a... All right, let's get to it.
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 14th, 2015, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And today is the call where people submit questions and we ask our sources the answers to the questions. Just as a disclaimer, we don't give health advice on this call. When there's an answer to a question, you should use your own discernment about how that applies. And if there's an answer to a question for someone else, it may or may not apply to you. So you have your own intuitions open and take what resonates. And I think we're just about ready to go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke the group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite Creator. We are connecting with the channel, and we call ourselves Ra'an because we are a section of the Elohim and a section of the Ra group, and we gather together to assist in any way we can to answer questions. Maintain your own resonance with what is right and what you know is correct for you. If something does not seem correct for you, then set it aside because it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. first question is from Joshua. Joshua T. in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Sounds like he moved. Hi, Joshua. Can I have information about a past life distortion that is affecting my progress now and how to work through it?
Thank you. There's not only one past life distortion. It is something that you carry into present time. What happens in a situation is one looks at it and sees it as something they make a decision on, that things are a certain way. And for the moment in time, things are that way, and each decision, the belief, is relevant. However, as time passes, other situations may seem like the first situation, or a person may get a pattern of responding that is the way they responded in the past. This is triggered by an incident when you were small that lead you in that direction of triggering what happened before. One can move through a whole lifetime and not be triggered, or they can be triggered by an incident, by a similar situation. It is a distortion in the field, a distortion in the way you respond, a distortion in the way that you look at things, because the belief from before comes in. There have been also even earlier implants which create distortions. One of the distortions is that the person is not as good as other people and has been laid in through trauma at some point and can be triggered in this lifetime. Observation of the pattern, observation of something not quite fitting, something not quite right in the interactions, can be clues as to what the distortion is and how to fine-tune it and find out more information. It is very uncomfortable when this comes up, but it is an opportunity to give you more information about it, and you can come out of it with more information on the reactions that you have that are distorted in a certain situation. So, to ease into it, it is helpful to observe it and learn more about it. Learn what the triggers are. Once you learn what the triggers are, you can, and sometimes this is very painful, you can learn more about your reactions. You can also see the reactions of other people and the reactions in certain situations to you and gather more information about your own distortion. So we recommend that you, if you feel certain ways, like that you are not as acceptable, then to apply forgiveness in past life, you have acted very at some point, but knowledgeable or controlling when you felt that you knew what situations were, and sometimes that comes in. Do not judge yourself for anything that comes in, because it all has a reason and is based on something and can be forgiven and let go and love yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is a question. The first question is, this is from Rick in Iowa City. Could you tell us what elementals are?
We look at elementals as being life forms that are not fully in their matrix, that are able to express life energy, but do not have a full matrix that they're traveling in. And they may turn up as earth spirits and they can be small and they can appear in forests and fields and on the earth plane.
Are they usually invisible when they're in the earth plane to humans?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, actually, that was a precursor to Rick's question. His question is, I have read that there are elementals known as sylphs that take care of the air and the sky. And people have asked if they could clean up chemtrails and pollution, and they said they did. If this is true, how does it work, and what is our relationship to the sylphs?
There are spirits that have self-assigned areas of cleaning up the area, of watching over the areas, of making sure everything is moving, airflow, clouds, storm systems, that it is moving correctly. They can watch over, they can be very large or they can be very small. The larger ones can assign themselves as an area and watch over the whole area and can connect with other spirits in other areas. And as airflow moves from one area to another, they can make sure that all is flowing evenly and correctly. They can manipulate air pressure. They can help create based upon what is in their space, rain, clouds, storms, sometimes things may get out of sync, and particularly when mankind interferes with areas, rivers flowing, roads put in, can all affect what they do. It is through the consciousness to all, and they have assigned duties that they have taken on in the development of Earth. We hope that helps.
Do these sylphs respond to the intentions of humans? In other words, if humans are asking to clear chemtrails, does that help? Or let's suppose the negative is saying, let's have some weather upset in this area. Do they respond to those things?
They can often get drawn up in them. And to be a part of them when there is a radar that is upsetting the flow of air in an area, they can become part of the upset. They can respond to the prayers of people to help to clear things in the sky and to help to disperse chemtrails, yes.
Thank you. If we were going to engage with the sylphs and get their help in dispersing chemtrails, is there a way to do that?
Prayer over a broadband area and the connection of sensitive people with them and asking. They sometimes tend to be fun-loving and might play some games.
Thank you. Okay, here's a question from me. Somebody asked a question. Rick asked a question about elementals, and it triggered a chain of thought in my mind of words that start with E-L, which of course is, E-L is what Elohim start with. And it seemed like many of the words that started with E-L had a certain common thread, like elevate, like elite, like elegant, like elapsed, elate, election, elderly, and electric. And it seems like there is common thread running through those words, and I was wondering if there was a derivative in those words that connected with the Elohim, or perhaps the Anunnaki, who called themselves the Elohim, when they were active on Earth. Thank you.
Thank you. Words to carry a thread. And there is a tendency to like the E-L sound and to match it with the names for such things. That
okay.
is your answer. It is a matter of language and expression.
Mm-hmm. Next question. This is from Bob Travers in Chico, California. Since I can remember all the way back to a very young age, I had a ringing in my ears that would be intense at night, and it is not tinnitus, as everyone thought. Well, 4 years ago, the high-frequency ringing changed to a lower pitch, and 2 years ago, I now hear birds like finches and sparrows just chirping away, 2 to 4 of them, with one being the loudest, and it was 24/7. I have this ringing in the background now, and the chirping is louder. Can you elaborate on what this is about? Is it communication from higher sources that I'm not able to consciously understand or even ask this, or is it, I'm going to add, or is it some kind of dysfunction in my hearing that's causing this?
The body is an electrical body. Your body is electrical. And as such, it does create a buzzing and a noise. Most people are not tuned to it and do not hear it. But you are sensitive to it. And the buzzing in the background is from your own body systems and from the interaction of your body with the environment around. With the chirping, there was an incident which contained the chirping of birds and insects, and you are remembering that when you put your attention on it, it comes to the foreground.
Thank you. Anna from Santa Cruz, she asked the question, where do we go when we are dreaming?
Thank you. When you are dreaming, you can go into a higher realm. You can space travel. You can go into another area, another space. You can go into a higher creative realm where you create those scenarios, or the scenarios are given you to give you lessons that can then help you to progress your growth faster, to give you dream experience that then helps you to handle certain life situations.
Thank you. I'd like to add a question on to that. There are different times that I know that people have felt like they met each other in their dreams, and they were in the same dream. In fact, there are some indigenous tribes that consciously do that, and they believe they're helping to recreate reality by meeting in their dreams. And are people actually meeting in their dreams? Or there was this other potential that we talked about, I don't want to go into it, the clone center, where people can meet there while they're sleeping. And are both of those a possibility?
Taking first the question in general, it is possible to share dreams. It is possible for one to co-dream with another, for one to move into another's dream. That is entirely possible, and indigenous tribes do, some of them have the ability to get together and to have a group dream and to thus solve problems, get on the same page, get in harmony with the other, get to creative solutions to problems by dreaming with 1, 2, 10 more people, all dreaming and moving into a unique experience of learning and growth. That is a reality.
Thank you. Should we leave the second part of the question off? Maybe so. Let's leave it off.
At this point, we do not wish to address the second part of the question.
Okay. Thank you. You know, we had two questions, which people are kind of asking for prophetic answers. And that does not normally happen through our sources. The way that I have learned to understand it, that we as humans are co-creating reality, and there are different time tracks. And depending on which time track is prevalent, determines what's going to happen. That's why prayer, our intention, for the highest good is so important, because that reaches a really high time track. And if enough people reach that track, things that are on lower tracks can be sidestepped. So if you ask a question that would involve a lower level time track, and our sources say yes, they would actually be reinforcing that possibility. So they won't do it. And, you know, there's two questions here. I'll read the two questions. And I'll just let our sources answer as they wish. Susan asks, is war with Russia coming? And somebody else asks, do you have any light to shed upon the fear that terrorists may be successful and obtaining a nuclear bomb and then using it upon a country it hates? Recent news has reported there was a group of terrorists who tried to buy materials to make such a weapon, but were thwarted. Can our prayers prevent this from ever manifesting? And I'll mention here that almost everything in the news is perverted. There's so many agendas about When you think you see something in the news, it's probably nowhere even close to what you read, okay? Like, if you see there was a group of terrorists who tried to buy material to make a weapon, that could be true. And it also could be true that it's disinformation that from our own local ruling authorities that are trying to scare us or trying to justify the fear of terrorism, which they definitely do. And that gives them the privilege of doing these seemingly retaliative acts that are actually manufactured, because nothing may have been happening to cause the retaliation. For example, when we went in to Iran, I believe, Saddam Hussein, and said he had weapons of mass destruction, and then we kind of decimated their country, and then afterwards they said, sorry, we made a mistake. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, from my point of view, you think there would be a huge outrage on something like that when we would go in and actually bomb civilians and do something based on something that was in the news or that somebody thought was true, and then we publicly admit it wasn't true, and yet we did it. So don't trust the news. And you know, there is so much stuff on the internet that you owe it to yourself to, if something's in the news, do a search on Google and put conspiracy behind it or disinfo behind it or whatever. That doesn't mean what you read there is going to be true, because it may not. But look for things that ring true. Look for things that have evidence. And you can usually figure out what's going on. So do our sources want to comment on those two things?
Prayer always helps. With prayer, the light of the individual goes out to the area, and it can help change outcomes. War is avertible. It is not predestined. It is created. And the parties that create it can, through others' prayers, have an effect upon outcomes, where if everyone would be demanding war because of injustice, then there would be more likely to be a war. It is not decided at this point, and prayer can go a long way for the defusing situations.
Thank you. Next question. Susan asked, she wants to do some research on SILF. And she didn't know how it was spelled. So it's S-Y-L-P-H-S, S-Y-L-P-H-S. And interestingly enough, that word came up over the weekend, because Terry and I were, you know, if you were on the Sunday call, we were at a expo in Sedona, and somebody next to us was selling these things called organite. And these tiny little rocks that I've read about them on the internet, that they send energies up that supposedly help clear chemtrails and that she mentioned the word, and they helped the Silks do their work. So let me just hear the word Silks again today, okay? And somebody sent me an email. They said about Fred. It was in our Monday call. I interviewed Fred Brooks. And somebody contacted Fred and did some work on him.
When are you there? When has dropped out? I go out of trance and go see what's happening. Sometimes we get calls dropped here because of the service or lack of service. He may not realize that his phone ran out of trance. It was my phone. You were talking about the salts and the chemtrails and the boot next to you. While he's coming back on, and I'm out of trance. Marilyn has... Oh, he's back. Okay.
I'm back.
All right.
You know what? We've been getting knocked off a lot more lately. I wonder
we
if that's
have.
because of us or because of the world. You know, I notice definitely that when I'm having a high-energy connection, even one-on-one with somebody on the phone, there's a tendency to get knocked off more. So let's just get the energy.
Sometimes
back.
It says that our service drops out.
Yeah, sometimes our service drops out. You know, we're still on cell phones. And I think I was mentioning somebody, Donna in Ventura, emailed me and had a session from Fred. We talked about that on Monday. Amazing, and I feel lighter. Forward to what the next few days bring as the clearing continues. Okay. And Steve Cannell said the story was about making a dirty bomb, not a nuclear weapon. Story in the news. Okay.
Did somebody just email you that?
Yeah. Yeah. So they were clarifying what the person read in the news. But it could be a nuclear weapon. You know, you got to figure all this stuff is a potential. And also, there's also the very strong potential that stuff is being put out to create fear, that or to create, you know, excuses to be more warlike and they're not real. So it takes a lot of investigation figuring it out. And, you know, I came to the conclusion, okay, we're just going to pray, and it doesn't matter because people are going to be doing their intentions, and we are all going to die. And once you realize that, once you realize that life is temporary and that you are not, but life is temporary, it relieves a lot of stress over a lot of things because you don't have to be afraid of dying anymore. You know, in one of the answers to a question, and I'm going to repeat this because I thought it was rather important, somebody asked a question a few weeks ago, and the answer, they were living in Washington, and they had somebody that they wanted to have a relationship with or they had a connection with in Washington, D.C. The first one was Washington State. And they felt like they were in a peaceful place in Washington State and, you know, in a wooded area, lots of trees. And they were going to go to Washington. They were considering going to Washington, D.C., which from my point of view, is one of the last places I would consider living, because it would be such a target, potentially, for negative stuff. And, you know, our sources answer. And of course, it's always up to you. There's always lots of things to balance in making a decision. Essentially, they said that it would be better to go somewhere where you were loved and in a loving connection with somebody than it would be to be in a, you know, safe kind of beautiful place, because it doesn't matter. Even if you died, you would be in a better place when you died. And I thought that was an amazing answer, to make choices on that basis. So instead of making a choice based on survival, you're making a choice based on where the love is, okay? Next question here. You know what? I think I'm going to ask, hang on a second. Dharmananda. Do I have negative energies in my home respectively? Can you see it? And if so, can you clear it from my environment? And, you know, I also, this is like me speaking, obviously we did a whole show on Monday with Fred Brooks, who I'm sure has the ability to do that. He's done it for so many people that have had great results. So I would ask the question, what would be the advantage of asking Fred Brooks to help clear that energy as opposed to asking our sources to do it?
Thank you. When we look, we do see some negative energy stuck in a wall, and some negative energy coming from the ground. If you get a clearing from Fred, he has a specific team. And we also are riding with the team, Fred's team, and you will get more specific information. We give it a moment and do some clearing on the area. Fred can take more time and his team can take more time, can go at a distance from your house, and can spot other things, ambiences, from further away than just your own house. We give it a moment to transmute those negative energies. However, if there are spirits that are there that are still creating more, it will be better to get a more intense clearing.
Thank you. This is from Rosia in Toronto. If something bad happens to someone, isn't it best to acknowledge that it happened and then let it go quickly, so that no one is no longer dwelling on the issue, and thereby not keeping negative energy around it.
Yes, it is. When one expresses something and does not hold it back, but expresses it in a way that, depending upon the people they are expressing it to, can be looked at and understood, then it can simply move on past, dissolve. It is better to address it than to harbor it and let it fester.
Thank you. See that, Rosia? I do get to it. Michael would not give his city, which he should, ask a health-related question and ask whether he should follow a protocol by a particular naturalist. And I don't think we can do that, Michael. It's like I can't do health readings without putting the work we do in jeopardy. And I don't want to, like, take inventory publicly, particularly, on a particular therapist and what they say. I do know that there's a huge amount of things that do help get rid of diabetes. And I've seen many alternative things. And one friend of mine has some supplements which he has seen work for diabetes. And if you send me an email, I'll give you his phone number, and you can check and see if he has something that matches what your problem is. But otherwise, I can't. Go ahead.
One of the things that you also might do would be to ask the naturalist for testimonials or to go on the internet and to see how people have reacted to him, were the complaints, were the successes, were what information is there that you can study that will give you more information to back up that you can get healed?
Thank you. You know what? We have about 2 or 3 minutes left, and maybe we'll all join in to a planetary prayer, which is really needed now. Would our sources join us on that, as they normally do?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, let us bring our energies together. Let's connect with our sources to the top of our heads. Our crown chakra, let's connect with the earth through our feet, and let's connect with each other as we already are connected. And let us move the idea that the qualities of love, compassion, and empathy pervade our planet, and that people can have courage to stay tuned in to their highest intention and our highest way of being and the law of one in the midst of this planetary transition. And that all of you on this line can hold this space, have the courage to be above your fear, to be part of the team that's holding the space at the highest timeline, the highest positive outcomes for our planet, and that any earthquakes be minimized and any droughts be have rain, and that any plus of the negative can be subverted when they violate the common good and the free will of the population of our planet. And do our sources have anything to add?
They add pure love that can help dissolve fear and hesitation and can allow love to penetrate through any barriers and help alleviate any fear that one is not loved.
Thank you. And I thank every one of you for being here, asking questions, supporting this work, being on our Sunday call. And if you've never come to a Sunday call, I think our Sunday calls are the most popular. And they're based, you know, half the call is based on creating positive energies and intentions that can bring about the highest potentials for the future. And so if you're there, you're being part of that action. And thank you again. Let me unmute.
All callers are unmuted.
Sweet dreams.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you all.
Thank
you, Lynn. Thank you, Larry.
Good job. Thanks, Lynn and Terry.
Bye-bye.
Much love to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne and Terry. I feel a lot lighter now.
Who's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love to all.